Hey friend, what's up?
Hey.
Hey friend, what's up?
Hey friend. Been thinking of you.
Hey Teresa, what's up? Indeed, I am almost back. I'm in the airport actually right now.
Hi.
Hey Teresa, what's up? Oh, cool. Sounds amazing.
Hey.
Hey Teresa, what's up? I was thinking about you, friend. I've been thinking about you as I have been going on some night walks. I'm actually right now doing a slow night walk in my neighborhood, my new neighborhood. It's such a weird place. It's just, at night especially, it feels very weird, lonely, ghost towny.
Your voicemail came right when I was leaving for a walk, so I decided to listen to it right away. And now I am responding right away.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi and wish you a good New Year's Eve.
Yeah, my pain is really bad. My body's.
Be it a chill or a wild night plan.
My body is struggling right now.
I still don't know what I'm gonna do.
At my parents' place, and I will be here for a while I try and get on top of this.
I'm happy, no regrets.
I went to the hospital 2 times already since being home.
I'm right now in a meditation retreat center. Lol.
Hope it's relaxing and fulfilling.
95% chill, 5% culty.
Got a few tests done and drugs. The drugs are kind of helping, but
Yeah, but probably I will go back to the city by New Year's.
they also just make me really sleepy.
And indulge in sensuous pleasures.
Okay, friend.
Yeah, but in any case, just want to check in, say hi, ask how you're feeling.
Yeah, it's all a bit shit, but that's okay. We're glad to hear you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss being here. I spent 6 weeks, and honestly, the trip is going fucking awesome. I could stay longer.
And how your travels are. I feel like you're heading back to Montreal soon. Is that correct?
I'm gonna be back in mid-January, so let's hang out definitely, if possible.
And thanks for reaching out.
How's the weather?
It's been really cold here too, like negative 15 with a wind chill like negative 22.
I was thinking back to the childhood home and family dynamics. Okay, listen to some type announcement.
As I've said before, I very much admire how you're able to just pick up and go places and explore and find comfort in that.
And yeah, as we grow older, we are more structured, more rigid in our ways. I guess we take less risks. I mean, it's also the case for me.
I can't sleep because of the pain, so every day feels like a little bit of a marathon. It is something I want to do, but for some reason I have a lot of resistance.
Yeah, like the reverse cultural shock, no? Like the what the fuck is this?
I used to have less resistance because I used to do that much more.
In this trip, I rarely squatted.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll feel that regret a week later.
My purpose is really getting my health back.
I went out of the tourist trail for a little bit, and yeah, I definitely suffered, you know, but
I'm at home still.
And I remember just like pretty much like squatting every day.
Currently drinking a like turmeric latte thing. I'm trying to drink less coffee.
I'm actually like, one of my mini panics is like, how am I gonna poop?
I kind of would like to be a nomad and just like,
but I think that the ideal setup for me, like in terms of comfort, even in terms of aesthetics, small backpack and like the roller, how do you call it? Like the wheelie rolling suitcase.
Speaking of rolly suitcases, I bought one before I came home. I bought a rolly suitcase. So now I've joined the rolly suitcase club.
Okay, yeah, so I am back. It feels weird.
Yeah, winter is hard.
Fuck me, you know, it's like so fucking tiring.
Actually, yeah, I might be, I'll probably be back. I'm hoping, maybe, hoping, wishing, dreaming to be back the week of like the 19th of February.
It's just so dark and so cold.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm pretty cold right now. It's fucking cold here. And I think I have some sort of cold as well.
Okay, so I have a question. How do you walk 4 hours per day? Like, is it just 4 hours in like one go? Don't you get cold? Like, what is your strategy? What is your gear? What the fuck?
How do I deal with the cold? I walk for longer than 20 minutes. The first 20 minutes is the worst, and then you just have to keep going. I have these, like, gloves that are not that good from, like, when I was a teenager that I wear.
I'm, like, freezing after 20 minutes.
I don't know, my fingers aren't too cold.
I mean, yeah, yesterday was like the coldest day in winter so far.
I got heated socks, which are great. Feet are so warm, but they don't last super long.
Wow, already 7 minutes. Enjoy my podcast. I hung out with different people, you know, that I would normally not.
At least, like, for the interim, I just need to be somewhere where I can access healthcare more easily, and the healthcare is just, like...
You know, like, I'm not gonna fucking discuss, like, Israel-Palestine over Pad Thai, you know? Like, it's just not worth it. But...
So that's...
But, like, their logics, their assumptions, their, like, underlying normative assumption of things, I'm just, like... Like, I cannot be patient with that. Like, I am less tolerant.
I pretty much just, like, go walking for, like, 4 hours every day.
Like the new ones, you know, like the holy shit, Instagram just shows me these, like, ads.
I've had worse.
Most days I was fine.
Did you find somewhere to stay?
Yeah, honestly, like, after 3 or 4 days of being here, I was like, the fuck, I'm staying 6 weeks?
Yeah, look forward to hearing how the transition's going.
Like, I have clarity, like, my purpose are to be in a headspace to focus on work and PhD. Like, it felt okay.
hard to feel super excited by, like, sexy times when, like, your mobility is really limited.
And, like, slightly open to go on dates and, like, meet people and, like, all that stuff. But honestly, like, nothing good.
Which, like, right now I can, like, stand and I can sit for a little bit and I can walk and that's it. And I can do my physio exercises. So, yeah.
Yeah, it feels good, actually.
Almost dropping my headphones.
Yeah, so that's that. And I've been, like, seeing her a little bit here and there.
I think artistic practice can be beautiful, but it can also be quite stressful sometimes when you're like, I always have to be producing something profound and of worth and da da da.
Part of the healing process, you know?
I've been going on a lot of really long walks, as you know. It's quite mild here, which has been nice. My feet have been terrible because of, I think, all these walks. My, like, heels, my skin and heels have been, like, cracking. And it was quite painful a few days ago.
I've been walking in the crispy, cold streets of the Mile X. How have you been doing? I wanted to send a little check-in. Now that we haven't touched base often. I mean, it's fine, I guess, we're busy.
My pain has been improving, which is really great. My brain has been improving too. Hey.
There's, like, a unique beauty in, like, returning home to, you know, to, like, recover strength, to, like, regain clarity, to, you know, disconnect from, like, the struggle, the fight of, like, quote-unquote real capitalist life, no?
And, like, my whole life is just, like, walking and doing physio exercises.
So it feels good, actually. Like, I like to work.
Money is so relative, right?
Right now outside, it's beautiful. It's been a sunny day.
I think there's correlation to so many goosies. My mental health as well.
And after a while, you know, after like a month or two or three of doing that, like, it really feels great. You know, like, yeah, it just feels great. Like, your body and your approach to life change.
And I'm like, anyways,
feelings and emotions and deep passion is important, but also, like, dude, it's been months.
But yeah, rent is, like, at least twice as much as what I'm paying now.
And yeah, I'm excited to skate. My knee is, like, feeling so good.
Pain's definitely been improving now.
So good. I started going to yoga last week. I went twice. Yeah. And it felt so good.
But my brain has been better.
On top of that, additionally, like, reflect, you know, and actually be like, is this what I want?
They found that I have a bulging disc in my, or a herniated disc in my back, which is pinching on my sciatic nerve, and so
I need to dance. That's also another one of my desires.
That would explain the nerve pain.
But no regrets.
Do my physio exercises, and I just get a bit antsy, and Bananarama's and
I just, you know, like really bonded with this cute little cranky social cat.
That's it, that's all. And it is lovely.
Or like in our headspaces.
Take care, bye.
But I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I'm gonna say goodbye to Thailand. I'm going to the airport soon.
Just checking in. Sending lots of love and talk to you or hear from you soon, maybe. Yeah. Ciao.
Lol.
Safe travels, friend. Bye.
Anyways, friend, I love you.
Let me know how you're doing. Sending lots of love.
Take care. I love you.
I wish I could go on walks with you. Sounds nice. Bye.